Our guest in the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Wyman, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
And of course, we're visiting on the phone. That's kind of our custom now. We talked, Wyman, might have been a month ago, about the census and the importance of people doing the census, but also commerce being accurately counted in the census, and that was a concern of yours then, and maybe even more so now, huh?
Well, things have changed so much in the last month. It is critical that we all take a look at the potential of being extremely undercounted this year. Daily, I check on the 2020 census website, the self-response by city. And the latest report is of the 29th of March. Commerce self-response rate was 24.5%, and that's well below the average of 29.7% for the rest of the state. So we're behind, and we've been behind all along. And now that we have a mass exodus of thousands of people who our city serves as students, both living on campus and off campus, since they're scattered throughout the country, mostly with they're truly not informed that we need them to report on the census as being a resident of Commerce on April 1st, even though they're not here on April 1st. And so our undercount is going to be misrepresenting us tremendously. 10 years ago, we were told that we were 24% undercounted, and it looks like it may be more than that this time, unless we really do some strong encouragement to get everybody to self-respond that we possibly can.
10 years ago, the count was 24% less than it should have been.
Yes, that's what we were told at the beginning of this census effort about a year ago.
And, of course, you were making the push to have students report themselves as Commerce residents.
Rather than their family's town. Because the idea is to report the city in the city that serves you on April 1st, 2020. And now that's changed so much in the last month, it really is confusing a lot of people.
So we are talking with Wyman Williams, Commerce Mayor, and we're talking at the moment about the 2020 census. And so is this the first year that it's being done partly online?
It is the first time it's ever been done in hopes to get at least 60% of the response from the initial letter.
Is there a deadline by which everyone must have responded?
The original deadline was going to be by the end of August. I do not know what the current situation is going to do to that deadline.
Yeah, they very well might extend it. But
it's so easy to do. I responded in less than 10 minutes on my telephone as soon as I got the letter.
Well,
it's easy to do.
Well, people have plenty of time to do it now, don't they?
More than we did have.
You have no excuse not to do it. People are looking for things to do. So a couple of minutes left. You're a little concerned about our reaction to the coronavirus in Commerce.
Yes, the person-to-person distancing is so essential to slow down the spread of the virus. And what we're observing throughout our town is so many young people being out of school, want to get out and exercise. Well, it's easy to congregate and mix people from different households and enjoy recreation. However, that is the most dangerous thing we can do as far as continuing to transmit the virus family to family. You know, we're trying to keep people at home as much as we can, but as these youngsters go out and socialize, come back with maybe undetectable symptoms, but they are infected, and they will get the other family members infected and create stress on our healthcare system that we can't avoid. I'm getting many calls from citizens concerned about these activities, especially at our parks, and we just need to urge adults in the lives of these young people to encourage them. It's great to get out and exercise, but don't mix family units. Don't mix people from different households, mm-hmm. because that endangers us all.
We're out of time, but there was a report of a coronavirus victim in Commerce, or somebody who has
tested positive,
and that is
right in Hunt County, and they did test in the county, and they are a resident of Commerce, a university student who lives off campus. This person's symptoms were not severe enough to be hospitalized, but they are at home in Commerce and they are isolated. But that's, you know, one case is one too many, but we're going to see several more in the near future. And if we don't stop this mixing of family units and social events, we're going to see a tremendous rise in this infection rate.
Wyman, thanks for taking the time and having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
Thank you, John Mark.
Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. You're starting the Biz Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETV.